USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadline to submit 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay taxes owed this year is midnight tonight. To file an extension, go to IRS.gov. Mexican President Obrador's plan to increase state control of power generation was defeated in Parliament on Sunday. Opposition parties united and defeated the measure they say would have hurt investment and breach international obligations. Ukrainian President Zelensky last night on CNN.
That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle.
Zelensky claims Moscow is pushing to take control of the Donbass region in southeastern Ukraine in order to create a barrier to Crimea, which Russia invaded and stole from Ukraine in 2014. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The mask mandate gets new life in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and not everyone is happy about the government rule.
A group of businesses and residents in Philadelphia have filed a lawsuit challenging the city's renewed indoor mask mandate. The suit, filed on Saturday, argues that the city lacks the authority to impose the mandate that's set to go into effect on Monday. The group says that health officials have overstepped their power and that only state lawmakers have the authority to approve such orders. Philadelphia became the first major city to reinstate a mask mandate, citing a sharp rise in COVID cases. The city's positive test rate of nearly 5% is currently the highest in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ukrainian officials are reporting Russian missiles hit the western Ukrainian city of Lviv on Monday, killing over a handful of people. Lviv and the rest of western Ukraine has seen only sporadic strikes during the past 2 months and have become a relative safe haven for people from parts of the country where fighting has been more intense. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States Football League is back with 40 games this season, ending on the 4th of July. Games will be carried on Fox, FS1, NBC, Peacock, and USA Network. The death toll from a storm in Southeast Africa is roughly 450 souls in last night's official count. Sili Zikalala, Kwai Zulu Natal's premier, posted on Facebook, "This is a moment of great adversity, but this is also a moment where we need to summon our collective courage and turn this devastation into an opportunity to rebuild our province." End quote. Ukrainian President Zelensky on CNN overnight stressed the importance of the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine, the next battle zone in the Russian invasion.
"This is why it is very important for us not to allow them to stand our ground, because this battle, and it can happen, so there will be several battles, and we don't know how long it is going to take, it can influence the course of the whole war, because I don't trust the Russian military and Russian leadership. That is why we understand that the fact that we fought them off, and they left, and they were running away from Kyiv, from the north, from Chernihiv, and from that direction. It doesn't mean if they are able to capture Donbass, they won't come further towards Kyiv. That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle."
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.